I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I don't actually have my laptop with me, so I will rely on the commonly seen screen here. So I want to welcome everyone to the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission meeting for September the 1st, 2022. Thank you all for coming. The first order of business, do I need to mention that this has been continued? Should we make a mention of this?
I mean, unless you have any questions about it, we could give you an update.
Okay, we can move that to the end of the meeting.
So I didn't have anywhere to put it at the end because you all don't have a, well, I guess we could have done other business, but anyway, go ahead.
We'll mention it. I'll just entertain. Oh, we have a full house today. We'll entertain a motion to, well, actually before this, I just want to say, I mean, I do scan over the minutes. I don't know if anyone else does. Okay. I hope we all at least just scan over them just to at least read your own individual parts. Cause I don't know if everybody does that. Sean.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry. This is Sean. Where are the minutes available at? Like for us to review beforehand?
In our email, in our, okay. In our agenda, right?
And
we send out when we send out this link the Thursday or Friday the week before, that's, yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
So you're saying you don't look
at. Yeah.
You said that I don't.
But you know, and I've been on other commissions,
the
and I know
I did not say that I don't look at.
I'm sure there are plenty of other commissioners that don't, but it is actually important that we go over at least your own when it says Sean Mannion or whoever says this, to just make sure it's all accurate. But our meetings are actually all the audio meetings are posted online, so maybe that's a moot point. Anyway, if there's a motion to approve the August 4th, 2022 minutes.
Eileen, I make a motion to approve the August 4th, 2022.
This is Sean. I second the motion.
So without objection, the August 4th, 2002 minutes are approved. So we have one item on our regular agenda. I'm very excited about this. The petition of Aaron Wessling for 1204. Oh, now I can't read it anymore. I didn't bring my laptop. Sorry. For 1204 West Gwinnett Street, the Waterworks Mural Project phases 4 and 5. And we have actually approved this. So this is just sort of an update on where this project stands. So staff will make the first presentation.
Thank you, Chairman and members of the board. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. The applicant is requesting approval for phases 4 and 5 of a pedestrian walkway mural for the city property located at 1204 Gwinnett Street. The Waterworks site pedestrian walkway murals will be painted directly onto the asphalt of the Waterworks site, which is adjacent to the arena and developing Canal District Trail. This is the final installment of this mural project and includes two murals, one by the Ameri Group and the other by the Savannah Land Group. Per the applicants, the continued work of the last two murals will occur throughout fall 2022. The Ameri and Savannah Land Groups will continue to fuse their designs into the pedestrian walkway, installing designs based on the natural environment of the community and the people who have lived throughout it. With regard to the themes, the standards are met and are respectful of the greater context of the community. With the two groups, here we have the Ameri Group plans on making its mural interactive in the sense of enabling the youth in the surrounding community through art installation, while the Savannah Land Group plans on making its mural interactive through fun, playable designs reminiscent of the game Candyland. The design standards are met. Each mural is 120 feet by 20 feet, which is appropriate as this is a large site. The murals are original designs and are appropriate within the context of the neighborhood. For artist qualifications, there are two artist teams, each led by experienced mural artists. The Ameri Group and the Savannah Land Group passed. Work was provided for the selected mural artists. These artists were selected through request for proposals process. They were selected by a group of community members and public art enthusiasts within Savannah. show a few more of these. All right. And as for the staff recommendation, staff recommends approval for the final phase of the pedestrian walkway mural for the city property located at 1204 Gwinnett Street because the project meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. So let me just clarify, do we need to officially approve this, or is this, so this is going to be up for approval? Okay. That's all I had. Anybody have any questions? Staff, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Can you scroll up to the rendering that has the, hold on, that one. Nope, not that one. It's the one that mentions the railroad museum. And this is, no.
It's the Candyland.
Yeah, it's the Candyland one. Okay. Thank you. That one. Okay. So, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, for clarifying that we do approve it. It just doesn't have to go to city council because they give the blank. They just push it.
Is that right? Is that right? Right. Okay. That was my confusion. Okay.
That's
my
apologies. Okay, thank you. Yeah. All right. So my question, and this is just purely probably over analyzing everything, because it says, and the policy says no advertising, and since there's actually a railroad museum, is there any possible connection to where that could be viewed as advertisement? I know I'm probably overanalyzing it and overthinking it.
I would think because it's also just a local landmark that.
That's my thought too, but I'm more so just erring on the side of caution because the last thing I want to do is listen to some person complain, this is advertisement. I can now use it for whatever I want to.
And that might be our discretion too.
Yeah, I mean, that was, and I think that's purely a staff question. So,
I mean, that didn't even occur to me, but.
I would think because it doesn't have their logo or anything like that on it, it's not necessarily like promoting that, the business of the museum itself.
This is Catherine. There's a church on there too, correct?
Yeah.
Is that a church?
Yeah, that's. Thank you for catching that one, Catherine. The St. Mark's Baptist Church. Like the Waterworks building, I don't see that as potentially being viewed as advertisement. And again, I know I'm like overanalyzing this, but I'm literally just looking at it from the perspective of somebody who wants to find a loophole left and right to go with it. And, Leah, please chime in and tell me I'm being way over. I probably am.
You're being way over analytical.
Yeah, probably.
100% safe. So
I think that might be just our discretion too. I mean, we can just.
It absolutely is. It's your decision.
Clarifying.
Yeah, it's your decision.
This is Catherine. I would just say that, like the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, everybody uses it. Visit Savannah, but they don't, it's not an advertisement. So I don't see why this would be considered an advertisement for anything either. But good point, Sean.
Any other questions of staff? If not, we can move on to the petitioner. What do you got, Aaron?
Has anybody actually done a dance when they have gotten up here?
I've gone out and seen it as it's the progressions, and it's awesome.
You just want to do this?
Awesome.
Too.
I don't know about that, but it's definitely awesome.
Okay, that's fine. For the record, my name is Erin Wessling with W Projects, representing the City of Savannah on the pedestrian pathway mural project. I'm excited to be presenting you the last two murals. By the Amiri Group and the Savannah Land Group. Over the course of several months, we have done a good amount of adjustments and meeting with the community members and trying to make sure that what we put forth or what the artists put forth is the best representation for not only the community and its use, but also Savannah as a whole. And I commend them quite a bit for the amount of work that they have done. Obviously, Amiri's will be first, and we'll join in with the Hubber Mills group. As far as timeline is concerned, we're looking at towards the end of September to begin, mainly because of events that are at and Market Arena, but also it should be a hair cooler outside. So as far as installations, we're not threatening any health concerns, in addition to making sure that the paint actually sticks and doesn't boil over. I will say that Amiri's will be done primarily on concrete, and the Savannah Land will be done on asphalt. So there's variations in how to prime that. One will be etching and priming, and then the other will be the two coats of priming that we discovered after the first two murals was the best course of action for more of coverage for the porous aspects of the asphalt. I'll also note that the Savannah Land is the group that will be joining efforts and collaborating with Loop It Up Savannah. And so with the help of Molly Lieberman, we currently have Brock and Gadsden Elementary that will be doing workshops. So the students will be taking one of the structures and finding out its history, and then doing their own artistic replication of them, not only in class, but then we'll be able to, on a day towards the end of October, they'll be coming out as an official field trip so that they can actually install some of this history themselves.
Oh, cool.
That's really awesome.
I did want to respond to your question. Carolyn Rose is here, who is a part of the Savannah Land group. And yes, it does say Railroad Museum. However, we can, it's able to be adapted to the railroad. What is its original?
Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse. So historically accurate. As far as the church is concerned, that is a historic church that is on the west side. So much like Catherine was noting, that these are very historic landmarks that we want to make sure is represented of West Side Savannah. And so if you all do not have an issue with it, we'd like to keep it as that, since it represents the actual location. And I will be happy to answer any questions that you have. I feel like by four and five.
Before I open up for questions, I just want to say how awesome this is, and how, what a great job you guys have done, and Brett as well. I mean, really, of like working with the community, I feel like that's such a really important component of this, because it's going to be so visible in such a highly trafficked area. And it's awesome that kids are going to be able to have a field trip and like see the stuff and have a connection. I love all of that. So I just, kudos to you guys. And thank you also for, figuring out, so the next time this happens, figuring out the application of these materials and all that sort of thing. I think that's going to be important information going forward when this is done again, perhaps, or whatever.
So, quite literally creating the pathway.
Yes,
so,
but I really appreciate you all and Brett and everybody involved for doing that, and the artists as well for accepting the working with the community and accepting the input and stuff. I just think that's so valuable. So,
and the artists have worked tirelessly, and especially because we've had several delays from it, being able to work and readjust their own schedules to it, they deserve.
Yes.
Major kudos. And then I can also add that obviously we're looking at the final installations, but we've also now begun to order the accoutrement that Pathways have, including planters and lighting. And
oh, cool.
So it will.
So there's going to be additions to it as well then?
Going to be a
That's great.
Full on path where you can enjoy and sit near plants and in my head, it's going to be the most beautiful thing
fantastic.
In the entire world. And I'll
everybody. Open it up to other questions from the board. But that's fantastic, Aaron. Eileen?
Yeah, I'd really like to commend you all on this organized project. It was easy to decipher, and I'm very excited.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I also want to say, I think it's great. Although by now noticing that it says Bridge Run down there, now my legs hurt. So thank you. but I think this is a great
double pump.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me about what I have to do in December. I think this is great. I think it's the whole process has gone very, very smoothly. I really like the way how you're not even just involving the community and those in different neighborhoods, but specifically an organization of Loop It Up, just exactly what they do, right? I think it's wonderful. A great, great work. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I second that with Loop It Up. That's a great organization to work with. So any other questions of the petitioner? Brett, did you want to say something?
That's something
really- Absolutely.
Thanks. Thanks to this group. And you know, we appreciate the Historic Site Monument Commission. I think we got some really direct feedback early on with our first submission, and we took that to heart. You know, we had worked with, we have a group called the Arena Community Task Force, comprised of leaders from the West Side neighborhoods and business owners from the West Side as well. Early on, they helped us select the theme for the murals and helped participate in the selection. But I think this body was correct in saying that we didn't engage the neighborhoods as much in the actual art itself, which is tricky, right? Because we're working with art groups, and we want to respect the artists. But I commend all of the art groups. They went back to the Arena Community Task Force, sat down with them, walked through the art, and we ended up with some significant modifications because of it, including the one that you see in front of you. You know, the first iteration had almost no West Side landmarks in there. So we worked with the residents to really put in these places that are, you know, real landmarks out there. And I think it's a better product because of it. And I just want to recognize Pastor Marsha Buford. She's the president of the West Savannah Neighborhood Association, and she's chair of the Arena Community Task Force, who's really been the driving force in this and a lot of other initiatives out there, making sure that we keep our eyes on the prize and we do everything we can to better connect this property to what's going on next to it. And Carolyn Flay, who is with the Carver Village Neighborhood Association, lives out in Carver Village, and she's there. She's a real significant force out there. She's also helped us quite a bit with some of the historic photos that we've put up on the Waterworks
stall. That,
which is really great too. Yeah. But anyway, I just want to say thank you to this group and to everyone for just being sort of real team players in this. So.
Thank you too, Brett. And I mean, I appreciate that you all did take that feedback, and it's so meaningful to me that it kind of came together like this, and that like you were able to like take the feedback, and then and the artists were open to that, and like community was open to that, and this is the way it's supposed to go, right?
Yeah,
like,
we were maybe a little bit too much in a rush early on, so this is good. It's good for us.
And this is like it is behind the schedule that had originally been envisioned, but who cares?
Right? I'll say too, if you've been out there, obviously it looks great. There's a ton of orange cones out there, which drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. We're about ready to pull those cars off of that lot and start the activation. So hopefully here in the next 4 weeks, we'll have no more cones out there. It'll be in a sort of a unobstructed pedestrian mural, which
will
really
be awesome.
Nice. Yeah, really cool.
I have one other question. Is there going to be an official unveiling or anything like that that's going to happen?
We
would love to come.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll invite y'all. Yep. Cool. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. We will.
Cool.
Stay tuned for that. Yep.
Thanks again. I really think this is an awesome. Yeah. Get it finished first. Would you all like to say a word? I mean, we'd be happy to hear from you if you have any input or just any of your thoughts. We've heard about you, but we haven't heard from you. You're not obligated, but out of curiosity.
She's a pastor. She's itching.
I figured you might be able to come up with something to say.
They're usually the ones that back away from the microphone.
You might have something to say.
But I am Marsha Buford. I've worked with the Arena Task Force Committee for the past 3 years now. And to see the fruition of the mural come into manifestation has been awesome. This last mural, with the changes as far as the various things that are there, I heard your comments, Sean. They weren't to advertise anything in particular. They were just to highlight some places within the West Savannah area, or that area of Brickyard, Carver Village, Cloverdale, and what have you. So that it brings a pathway. And I think that was the big story that it was supposed to be telling. It shows a pathway all the way from Tybee to Westside. And it spoke of some of the things that you would pass along the way. So basically that was it. But to the artists, I think they've done a fantastic job. And to Erin and her group, it's been good working with them. And Brett, thank you so much for allowing us to continue to give feedback, because our feedback has been taken into consideration for living over in the West Savannah area. But thank you guys very much for approving it. And that's it.
Thank you. We really appreciate that too. Thank you so much. Ma'am, do you care to have a comment? Okay. Fair enough. If there are any other questions of the petitioner? If not, we will open it up to, by the way, are there any artists that want to speak or have any comments? I do know there is one artist here. Please just state your name and.
I don't do stuff like this often. Hi, I'm Caroline Rose. I'm on the Savannah Land mural team. We're super stoked about it. Thanks everybody for being here, and gonna kind of just piggyback off of what Ms. Buford just kind of spoke about my team is always here to be really malleable, and the whole goal of our project was to be really, really fun and playful, because that's what Savannah is all about. It doesn't matter which part of Savannah that you're in, should be really playful and appreciated, from the history to other things that happened here. But you know, that was the whole goal of it. And so I love the feedback. I love, you know, having ideas thrown at us. My group is really awesome in the way that we were just able to come together and pivot. And no matter what was like kind of thrown at us, we were like, all right, we can totally figure this out. So I am really excited with the changes that have been made since we first drew this a year ago. Super excited about it. And also just to say, you know, Molly and Loop It Up, I've worked with her a lot and am very excited to have the kids be involved and have the community be involved. Our goal, just an added note, is to eventually have QR codes as part of the design. So you'll be able to go out there and use the QR code to roll a dice and actually play the game.
Oh. Now that's
which
interesting.
Is hopefully going to be pretty cool. But as far as like, you know, if I can figure out how to code that or not, I don't know yet. So just the intention is there. And I'm very thankful that we have so much involvement of the West Side, and happy to change any kind of nameage or stuff to avoid the advertisement part of it.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say thank you for being so malleable and like working with the community and that sort of thing. And I know Amiri, and I'm sure that he was as the same, you know, but that's so cool. You know, like that's so cool when a project like this can come together, public funds on public property with artists who are very well respected and are known in the community, and you can come together and it's like, this is the result, and it's awesome. I love it. It's awesome. Any other comments, or is there any other members of the public or anybody that wants to speak? No? Okay. Thank you, Caroline.
Cool.
If there's no, well, and we also have, I don't know if we have anyone online. If there is anyone else that wants to speak, please use the raise your hand feature. I don't think there's anybody online. Just want to make sure no other public comments or anyone else would like to speak. Board discussion. Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. For the record, I am not against or saying that that was advertisement. I know I've been quoted as the guy who's anti-art and views art as murder. A, that was completely taken way wrong if you listen to the recording, which clearly that writer did not. I just wanted to clarify, because of people like that who would easily say, oh, well, there's my loophole, I don't have to do it anymore. But I love it. I think it's great. I think it's just, I think the entire project is a great testament to show what collaboration does and how a simple project, which started off very, for some reason, the arena started off very controversial, has really come and brought the entire city basically together. And this mural project kind of is the embodiment of bringing everybody together to have such a great time and be able to enjoy everything. So I think great, great job on everybody's part from way down to whenever this arena idea started, what, 20, 30 years ago, give or take, to now when it's finally basically done once parking is finished. But great, great job from everybody's part.
Any other discussion? Motion? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation as stated.
Is there a second? So the motion is to approve staff recommendation as stated. Is there a second?
Eileen, second.
So we'll go down the list row as we do. Sean, so the motion is and seconded to approve staff recommendation as stated. Sean, how do you vote?
This is Sean. Yay, yes.
Eileen, yes.
This is Ashley, yes.
This is Catherine, yes.
This is Lisa, an enormously huge yes.
Unanimously approved. Thank you all. The motion passes. So thank you. Please invite us. We would love to. Let's have a big party, because this is a real. Yeah, this is a real. I'll leave that to you. This is a real milestone, though. I mean, it's really exciting. So thank you all, and thank you all for taking the time to come down here and talk to us. And it just feels real good and fuzzy. Thank you. Any other business? Oh. Any other business? I do have one bit of business while you all are here. So our commissioner on the end here has an art opening tomorrow at Sulphur Studios. This is a real culmination of a lot of her life's work, and I highly, highly recommend. It's free and open to the public at Sulphur Studios on Bull Street. I don't know the address offhand. I should. But it's from 5 to 9 p.m., and it'll be up for 2 months. So please, if you don't come out tomorrow, please come see it. It's really going to be amazing. Working artist on our board, that's always a good thing. Any other business?
Want to talk about the first item?
Oh, yes. Sorry. The first item was the continued from a future meeting. We did talk about this. Is there an update or?
No, they've gone back to the drawing board with the design, and we'll be on standby for that.
Okay. We won't ask Brett about it. fair enough. It'll be before us when it's before us. Do we have a next meeting? Are there petitions yet? We know. So there will definitely be a meeting. The next meeting will be on October 6, 2022. So without further ado, meeting is adjourned.